What's up? What's up? Matt here from the Rockstar Unplugged podcast. And today we're going to talk about delivering value.
My name is Matt Koenig.
And I'm Chris Spear.
And we're part of a new breed of sales and leadership professionals creating a movement
that you've probably never even heard of before.
We're waging war against 50 years of old school thinking through a radical movement filled with people just like you who want to lead the change.
We have to do things differently.
We have to do things smarter.
We have to do things better.
We are the Rockstar Movement.
And these are our stories.
Thanks so much for tuning in. My name is Matt Koenig. I'm your host of the Rockstar Unplugged podcast and co-creator of Rockstar Events. And holy golden calf, Moses. Today, I want to share with you, I want to talk with you, I want to dig with you, dig deep about how do we deliver value in a sea of sameness. In a digital world, an online world where people are shopping out of convenience, they're going to Amazon.com, they're going to Wish.com, places like that to save some dough. How do you make sure your business stands out? How do you make sure people shop with you, do business with you? But it's not just about the online shopping places, right? They're not it. There's so much distraction going on because there's so much noise. I see, oh my gosh, I love streaming services for television, right? Netflix, Hulu, all that fun stuff. But I've noticed like the commercials I can tune out now, they're noise, but I can tune them out. But there's some that stick in my head, like Liberty Mutual Insurance. They have this little jingle, Liberty, 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 sticks in my head. I can't get it out. So that means something they're doing is working. But isn't it funny? Like jingles used to be like the old school thing to do. Nobody really does them anymore. But they stick. They work. They resonate. They're in your head once you've heard them. You know, Chevrolet used to do, they had a Bob Seger, like a rock. That was their thing, right? Chevy, like a rock. I don't even know what that meant. They were tough, I guess, right? Speaking of tough, built Ford tough, right? Companies used to have slogans and mottos and ditties and jingles and things like that that would help them stick in your head. And nowadays, you know, and they were all different too, right? Like, I don't want to grow up. I'm a Toys R Us kid, right? There's a million toys at Toys R Us that I can play with. I remember that from childhood. Now, you know, Apple uses some pretty creative music. Some of the songs are dope. Love to jam out to them. But nobody builds stuff around their brand anymore. Like, nothing to make them stand out. I shouldn't say nobody, but very few companies do. Now, Apple's known for, you know, their products work and their you know, their laptops are the best for like editing video and music and stuff like that, right? DJs love Apple. I love Apple. I think they're fantastic. The iPhone just works, right? But their commercial, they used to have commercials like, you know, Johnny Ive came, you know, said stuff about like, you know, the most intriguing design ever, right? About the new iPhone. You know, there's been nothing like the new iPhone since the iPhone, right? They have a way of standing out. And my question to you is this, how do you deliver value? How do you stand out? How do you make sure your products, your services are actually delivering value to people in a world where they can go online and get just about anything, right? We see commercials and stuff, but those aren't really working as well as they used to. So we've got to ask like, what's taking people to online shopping? What's making them retail online? What's making them buy all their clothes? Like for me, for example, if it's not a perishable grocery item, like fresh fruit and meat, everything else I buy on Amazon, right? Almond flour, peanut butter, stuff like that. It's Amazonable, as I like to say. I get on Amazon on my phone. I order it. It's there 2 days later. That's it. And it's priced the same, if not a little bit less sometimes than my local grocery retailer. So I challenge you with this question. How do you deliver value? It seems like people don't care about value, right? On the surface, if we didn't dig deep, we would say, well, people don't care about value. That's why they just buy online without seeing stuff. But that's a load of shit because Amazon has reviews. I look at reviews when I buy stuff. I care about getting a good value for my money, right? That's, to me, it's important. But how do you as a local business do that? How do you as an automotive salesperson, let's say you're a car salesperson, how do you deliver value to people that they, why can't they just go somewhere else and get the same shit? Right? I mean, that's the thing you got to wrestle with. Like, they could go from your dealership to another dealership. What makes you stand out? And then how do you deliver value? Now there's this thing I'm pushing back on is twofold. One is, how do you stand out? Right? How do you stand out? How do you get attention and get someone to go, hey, I'm going to give you an opportunity to earn my business? That's step one. And step two is, how do you actually earn it? How do you deliver value? Here's the thing, friends. I'm going to tell you something. It's not going to sound too popular, but I don't really care about that. I don't believe your product any longer is the big differentiator. I believe that the experience is the differentiator today. I believe that is what separates the champions from the challengers. Okay. I think the experience is the differentiator. It is the great divide. The experience someone has with you, that's what determines whether or not they become a customer for life or a customer to someone else. Okay. The experience is the great differentiator. Now, here's the challenge. A lot of us talk about why we deliver the best experience. We do this. We do that. We wash cars. We whatever. We give you a handy in the bathroom. I don't know what bullshit people say, but they say stupid stuff. Because you know why I say it's stupid? Because almost all of them say the same thing. We deliver an award-winning experience. First class, head and shoulders above the rest. Yibbity beep, yibbity up. Okay, that's cool. Everybody says the same thing. So I've got to ask you, not what do you say, but what do you do that differentiates you from everyone you compete with? That's your challenge. You've got to wrestle with that and come up with a good answer. And listen, the answer has got to be the experience. But what about your experience? We're going to take it to the next level. What about your experience is going to be the great differentiator? Is there anything about your experience that does? If there's not, I'm going to challenge you right now, friends. Figure something out. Now, a couple tips I'll share with you that could set you apart. Number one, just be honest with everyone. Be straightforward with your business. You're not going to be able to serve every single person. You're not. You cannot serve everybody well. It's just not a real thing. Okay? Now that you know that you can't serve everyone well, who's your target customer? See, the way you deliver value in an Amazon world is you do what Amazon does. Amazon targets people properly. They look at your behavior on their site. They serve up things appropriate to your behavior. If you want to do great business in an Amazon world, you must get to know your customers well and serve them in the way that they desire to be served. Look, if you're fighting Amazon and you're fighting Wish.com and you're fighting online retailers, you're fighting Carvana if you're an automotive dealer, instead of fighting with them, remember that old saying, if you can't beat them, join them? Guess what? Can't beat them, join them. Look, if Carvana makes the ability to buy a car available online without someone having to come in, then make it available at your store. Now, maybe 0.1% are going to buy online. That's one more deal you wouldn't have got. And it doesn't cost a lot to implement online retailing. See, you've got to do the things that others won't if you want to get the results that others don't. And more importantly, you got to do the things that others won't if you want to get the results that you don't. You want to stand out. You want to stand out in an Amazon world. You want to deliver value in an online shopping world. Then start doing what the big online retailers are doing and step the hell up and serve people the way they want to be served. That's it. It's not rocket science. It isn't Harry Potter magic. Do the things your consumers want and they will want you. That's it. Listen, no matter where you're at in your business or your life, you're just one moment away from every single thing you want. But as Zig Ziglar said, to get everything you want in life, you just got to help enough other people get what they want. So you have to ask yourself, am I willing to give other people what they want in order to get the results that I do? Thanks again for tuning in tonight, friends. Join me in the next show.